Yeah. In the locker room?
It's, you know, absolutely it's better. You know, it's always going to be better after a while I win. But I think we understand what we need to do going forward to in order to keep this feeling.
How much difference do you see in Chambers now? You've seen him this year, with Kansas City seems to kind of be reborn.
Well, I think they're going to him and making a conscious effort to make sure they get him the ball. And, you know, anytime that you have a receiver as talented as he is, that has the respect and the trust of a team, offensive coordinator, to get you the ball, obviously you're going to go out to make sure you put your best foot forward, and he's doing that big time.
What do you see from Matt Cassel? I mean, you obviously saw what he did last year in New England, new situation, new players, not having Randy Moss and Wes Welker. What do you see from him?
I think one of the first things that stands out to me, he's a very, very mobile guy. He's able to keep plays alive if you allow him to. And when he does that, he's able to get the ball up the field and make plays that way, and with his legs to be able to break tackles even. And so it's going to be a huge task for us as a defense to make sure we don't allow him to keep plays alive and extend plays and throw the ball up the field. And, you know, he's very accurate with the ball. To do some short throws that he's putting the ball where it needs to be for his receiver. So this is a challenge for us.
Obviously, your coaching staff has familiarity with Tom Brady, and we saw that had to be an advantage when you played New England. Is think it's going to be the same thing this weekend with Castle, with them knowing so much?
At the end of the day, it's about playing football. Coaches can only tell you so much and give you so many things to prepare for, even if they don't know a quarterback as far as being with them in the locker room with them. It's up to the players then to take that knowledge, if you will, to the football field and make it work. And so we're going to have to make sure that we do what we're coached to do, and those things that that he may have given us, we'd have to go out and execute them.
Doc, as you know, the Broncos traditionally struggle in Kansas City, especially in December. When you were in Philly, was there a place that you guys went into that no matter how well you played, things didn't work out? Can that kind of thing wear on you mentally?
Not that I can think of, because each game presents a different challenge, and no game really unfolds the same way every time. So I can't remember a place in Philly that I felt that we didn't have a chance, or anxiety set in about here we go again type of a feeling. That was never my mindset going into a football game there.
Does it kind of, when you look at the Bronco record in Kansas City, kind of shake your head? About, how can that be? Why would that happen?
Honestly, no. I mean, because I wasn't here for those times, to be honest with you. So my thought process is of what I can do to help this team this year. And now I'm not concerning myself with what happened in the past, because there's nothing I can do about it then, and there's nothing I can do about that now besides of what's going on today. And that's practicing and making sure we're ready to go into a hostile environment and hopefully come out with a win.
Hey, we heard a lot about doing a better job with your assignments, filling gaps before the New York Giants game, and you guys did a pretty good job in the Giants game. How important is that with a kid that has sprinter speed like Jamaal Charles?
Huge. Huge. This is another huge challenge for us. Each week presents different challenges. Obviously, last week we knew what we were bringing in and Jacobs and bruising back, and we knew we had to get to the hole for a different reason, because of you didn't want that weight to gain momentum coming forward. This week is different. Same thing, we have to get to him early before we allow that track speed to get going. And we have to swarm to the ball and not allow, put one person in pressure position and have to make tackle after tackle on this guy. We have to swarm him. And so it's going to be key for everybody to do the same thing we did last week. Play with emotion, play technique sound, and get to the football with an attitude.
You guys still have half of your divisional schedule to go. Like, San Diego's done with the AFC West. Is there anything you like about that? Does it give you guys any sort of advantage at all, having two more games against Kansas City, one more against the team you played?
Honestly, my focus is on Kansas City. I'm not worried about anything after that. Once we play them, then we can get into the next opponent, and then we'll talk about them next week. But as of right now, my focus is on Kansas City and what we have to do this week in order to beat this team. If you look past it, we start looking past all that stuff and falling to all that other stuff. Those things are trap emotional traps that you put energy into different things that has nothing to do with the team that you're playing. And so we can't allow ourselves to do that.
Thank you.
Ryan, switching gears, Allen Iverson just re-signed with the Sixers. Obviously, you guys were there for a long time together. Can you just talk about what he means to the city and what it means for him to re-sign with the team?
Well, he was definitely an icon. I don't know if he's definitely an icon everywhere, but in Philadelphia, he was an icon. I mean, the guy went out on the basketball court and gave that city everything that he had. We game in and game out, and I'm definitely respecting him for that. And for them to open their arms wide open again to him, to invite him back into that atmosphere, to bring some energy and juice to that team, I think it's going to be a good thing. And I'm pretty sure, you know, he's one of those guys that in that city, because it's such a tough place, I think he welcomes that challenge, and I think he'll step up to it.